Now, in this era of fake news, getting accurate information is more essential than ever. And as COVID-19 continues to spread, that information could be the difference between life and death. The big social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter have made efforts to try to put a stop to misinformation, but some are doing a better job than others. One organization, NewsGuard, is on a mission to make sure that your news sources are accurate, and as of late, it's focused much of its efforts on COVID-19 misinformation. Joining us now is the executive editor of NewsGuard, Jim Warren, with the latest on his organization's findings. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, a pleasure, absolute pleasure.
So first, just tell us a little bit about NewsGuard, its browser extension, and the purpose it serves.
Yeah, we were started 2 years ago by two friends, Steve Brill, a media entrepreneur and journalist who started American Lawyer Magazine and Court TV, the cable network, and Gordon Krovitz, the former publisher of the Wall Street Journal. Our assumptions were that there was a proliferation of bad information, there was a sharp decline in the image of the media, and there was a potential market for non-ideological assessments of the quality of the information that we're getting, and that we really thought it should be done by real journalists, not algorithms like the platforms do, since an algorithm can't call anybody for comment, whether it's the mayor or Governor Pritzker, you name it. We've now done 4,000 sites, assess them in a non-ideological way, both in the U.S. and Europe. And what we've done is with ranges from the websites of WBZ, the Chicago Tribune, the Sun-Times, to small papers in Vermont or outside Milan, Italy, or Liverpool, England, and hundreds of specialty political entertainment and other sites. We've gotten lots of good press, but are obviously fighting for attention in a complicated marketplace. And interestingly enough, we're all political junkies. So initially, we were sort of on the lookout for, you know, bad political sites. And as the months wore on, we realized that the largest category of bad websites that we were coming across had a common denominator of bad health news. And this is pre-pandemic. So we were seeing, you know, sites with crazy remedies for any possible illness one would have, various conspiracies about things. And then came the pandemic, and we started finding sites with far, far greater audiences than the likes of respected medical sites such as the Mayo Clinic, spinning tales of crazy miracle remedies for all sorts of ailments.
Well, I want to get a little bit more into how you're seeing this information spread. But first, you use 9 pillars to assess these sites based on credibility and transparency. Can you just give us a couple of examples of those 9 pillars?
Yeah, well, whether it's the WBZ website or whether it's a crazy health site like Natural News, some really basic stuff like who owns it, who edits it, does it run corrections, does it clearly differentiate news and opinion, does it clearly differentiate news and advertising, does it make it easy to contact the people who write the stories and edit the stories. All incredibly basic stuff. You would not believe how many even respected organizations initially failed one or more of our criteria, and we would contact them. And in some cases, they said, oh, really? We don't mention who owns us. Okay, we'll put that in. And so there it goes. And on our browser extension, which is now free, you'll see all the criteria and how we rate each single site.
Well, let's talk about NewsGuard's study on Facebook. I think when this pandemic began, well, before, many of us saw lots of misinformation on Facebook, and some of that's become more acute during the pandemic. NewsGuard found that Facebook more often than not has not been providing accuracy warnings or fact-checking language. And this is despite the fact that the company had previously promised that they would be implementing that. Is Facebook at least working in the right direction to get more fact-checking done?
I think right direction, but really, really slowly, far slower than they would have the world believe. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, the chief executive, told more than 2.2 billion users recently that he was going to, you know, extra lengths to stop the spread of coronavirus misinformation. We have found that not really to be true. And just today, we have a study out in Europe about European Facebook pages, again, with giant audiences that are spreading absolute total misinformation. We've got over 35 Facebook groups across Germany, Italy, United Kingdom, and France, with more than 13 million followers that have posted totally false claims about the pandemic. Now, it's interesting, just in the last hour or two, we've heard that one or two of those sites — we were talking to one of our analysts in Italy, who's stuck with her family inside a house near her parents — that one or two of the sites have now come down today. Don't exist. So we don't know if that's Facebook responding to us and our report, which got a bunch of publicity this morning in big newspapers in Italy and Germany and elsewhere, and on television in Europe. We don't know whether it's a function of that, or maybe the guilt-ridden owners of the site saw it and took it down. So there was at least some impact today. But to answer your question, Facebook has been nowhere near as quick as they would lead one to believe.
So a lot of the study on Facebook talks about what you call super spreaders. What criteria does a site or page have to meet to fall under that umbrella?
Well, we're talking about, you know, despite their Facebook's efforts to stop the spread of this information, there are all these pages using blatant misinformation. It's clearly in violation of the platform's content policies. And we're seeing in some cases sites that are clearly in affiliation with other sites publishing information, and with multiple posts asserting the same myths. Taken together, those constitute what we call super spreaders, namely these, you know, organs for sending wildly crazy stories out instantly to, in some cases, millions of people.
Now, for the majority of posts, Facebook has not been doing what it said it would. But for the ones that have been fact-checked, what is Facebook been doing? What does a user see on their screen when this misinformation pops up that's actually been screened by Facebook?
It's a range of things. The site may be gone, or there may be a notice that Facebook has deleted it for violating its policies. It will not get any more specific than that. And even in response to our questions about why is a particular site up or why is it now down, they will not respond to us.
This is Reset. I'm Jen White. We're talking with Jim Warren, the executive director of the watchdog organization NewsGuard, about how they're trying to stop the spread of misinformation about COVID-19. Jim, I'm curious about the types of misinformation you're seeing. Does there seem to be any pattern in what you're seeing at all?
I mean, I think when it comes to the virus, it's largely conspiracy theories about the origin. You know, it has to do with, you know, Bill Gates somehow created. It has to do with Chinese spies got into a Canadian lab. It has to do with the virus being man-made and engineered by the Chinese in the Wuhan lab. And all the stuff is of that variety. And then one has the notions of crazy remedies such as, you know, silver particles or vitamin C or garlic. And you have a whole range of false cures that have been spread. But mostly it's of a conspiracy type related to the origin of it. And it's gone out to millions and millions of folks nonstop. And again, sort of being a little bit redundant, and I apologize, when Facebook has found these, it does not make clear in any way, shape, or form to the user why something just disappeared. It just informs that its rules have been violated, and that's it. It does not say that these folks were spreading absurd information about the coronavirus. Again, only that they're violating Facebook's policies.
So really quickly, on NewsGuard's website, there is a coronavirus misinformation tracking center. Tell us about it and how people can plug in.
Yeah, you could. Right now, everything we do is totally free. I mean, our main website, newsguardtech.com, has what we call a tracker, which you will see some of the most egregious sites. And that tracker now, as of this morning, I think has gone over 200 sites worldwide, which are spreading a huge amount of misinformation. You can just go onto our main site, newsguardtech.com, and get that. And you can also, at least for now, get all of our stuff totally for free through a browser extension. So on your laptop, any computer, any device you have, you can just get for free all of our stuff. It'll be found on the top right. You'll see, say, for WBZ.com, you'll see a green shield that means credible. Then you can click on that and get our whole assessment, or for a bad site, a red one. And you can get that by simply going to newsguardtech.com/free. This was not expected. We were turning into a paid model right before the pandemic started. And then, like a lot of folks in the media, have decided to offer this content because we think it's that important for free. So you go newsguardtech.com/free, and you can download the information to your computer. Again, we're past 4,000 sites.
We'll also tweet out that information at WBEZ Reset. Before I let you go, Jim, what's next for NewsGuard? Believe it or not, we're also in a presidential election year. What do the next 6 months look like for you?
Presidential election. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? There are people running for president.
There are.
You know, it is a part and parcel of how all our lives have been sidetracked, and the likes of that of, say, candidate Joe Biden, remember him? We had planned on, you know, doing heavy reporting on political sites going into this summer and fall. And, you know, now we've been, you know, focused and said, refocused on the coronavirus. But we are going to get back sooner rather than later into what we know will be an absolute proliferation of bad political information. And it's not just big, fancy national sites. There has one of the real interesting curiosities under the radar screens of most of the mainstream media has been the evolution of lots of pseudo-local news sites. There are lots of them in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, which we've come across, that look at first like real sort of local news sites, but in fact are sites with real ideological impetus behind them, and that have been peddling dubious information. So I think in at some point before the election, we're going to get back to putting a spotlight on some of that political misinformation which is out there and could actually have an impact in this age on a presidential election.
That's Jim Warren, the executive editor of NewsGuard. We'll tweet out a link to that organization at WBEZ Reset. Jim, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, and great job by you guys. Thanks.